Bryony Thorburn. Yesterday's events at the Champions Pillar have shown the citizens of Ilvanath that this year's tournament will not be fought safely beyond the Blood Veil. The battle has come to us. Ilvanath Eclipse. Tournament violence strays into Ilvanath. The Thorburn family had always played the heroes in their town's ancient, blood-stained story, and no one resented that more than the Thorburn sisters. The pair met at the door of the tower, a historic structure of weathered brown stone, twined with ivy and bramble, with a crooked peak like the point of a witch's hat. All their lives the landmark had been a pile of rubble, yet now it stood proudly amid the hills overlooking the city of Ilvanath, a monument to the Thorburn's glorious triumphs. Bryony, the older of the two, had been raised certain that she belonged at the centre of her family's stories. She was tall and muscular, from a life spent in motion, her hands adorned with an arsenal of crystal spell rings, whose power few others could wield. There was no challenge she wouldn't confront to meet her goals, no price she wouldn't pay for victory. She was the perfect hero, or so she'd once believed. "I don't know what else to say," Bryony started warily, "other than I'm sorry." Inez crossed the threshold with a grimace. "I'm sorry isn't good enough. How about I've changed?" Although the sisters shared the same fair freckled skin and narrow features, they couldn't have been more different. Where Bryony was brash, Inez was cautious. Where Bryony was impulsive, Inez was calculating. Normally, Inez would relent at any of Bryony's apologies. But for the first time, she showed no signs of surrender. Inez brushed past her and coolly examined the tower's ground floor, her expression flickering with recognition. The interior of every landmark adjusted to suit the taste of the champion who'd claimed it, and so from the moment Bryony had set foot inside, the tower had decked itself in pastoral tapestries, cozy woolen rugs, and elegantly carved mahogany furniture, like a setting plucked out of a storybook. Bryony had thought she'd feel right at home here, but instead, she felt stuck inside a bizarre time capsule of her childhood fantasies. Inez paused before the coarse stone pillar at the foot of the stairs. The pillar was the heart of the landmark's magical power, its front engraved with the names of hundreds of former champions, most of them crossed out. Three cracks cleaved through the rock, each pulsing with molten scarlet light. She touched one of the final names, etched in neat cursive. Inez Thorburn. "I don't believe you," Inez said stiffly. "Nobody changes that fast." Then she raised her left hand, revealing the pinky. An ugly, jagged scar marked the place where knuckle met bone. A scar Bryony had given her.
"Well, I'm trying to."
Bryony knew how pathetic that sounded.
"I don't care about your conscience. I'm not here for an apology. Then what are you here for? Ilvanath has never had a tournament like this. Rules that have maintained the curse for centuries are breaking. Our family needs to know why."
"So they sent you to get answers." Bryony tugged anxiously at a strand of chestnut brown hair that had slipped from her braid.
"I volunteered,"
Inez corrected sharply. While most of the nation of Kendall had embraced magical and technological advancements over the past decades, the sleepy city of Ilvanath had begrudgingly crawled into the modern era. Its streets were still mazes of mossy cobblestones with minimal parking. Trendy department stores and chains had yet to overtake its quaint local spell shops and restaurants. It boasted a puny airport, an up-and-coming art scene, and a charming, if unremarkable, reputation. All of that changed 1 year ago, when an anonymously authored book catapulted Ilvanath into the international spotlight. Magic came in two varieties: common magic, which, as its name suggested,